This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1133, Native IELTS Idioms for Success and Winning.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
On today's show, we congratulate the winners of our IELTS Energy Share Contest, and in their honor, we teach you three idioms about winning and success that you can use on your next IELTS exam.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Aubrey? Are you winning today?
I am winning today. I've just really hit the jackpot with my job because it's so nice how flexible it is. I'm able to be there for my kids. I'm grateful for you guys, our fans, that listen to our podcast so that I can have this amazing, flexible job. I'm grateful for you guys.
Oh, I love it. That is so positive. What a positive way to start the show today. Guys, we want you to start the year positively as well. Check out our 5-day English and Life Challenge. You get a new challenge every single day. Improve all four skills of English in real ways. Less than 30 minutes a day, guys. I can't describe how amazing this 5-day challenge is, guys. Check it out, allearsenglish.com/new2022. It's almost over, so you need to go get that right now and start this year the most motivated that you can. allearsenglish.com/new2022.
Yes, you guys will hit the jackpot when you go to that link and sign up because it's amazing.
Totally. And we have an announcement. Two of our listeners have hit the jackpot because they won our share contest. Last month, guys, in December, we had a sharing contest for the podcast. Aubrey, what did we have students do?
Yes, so became an ambassador and shared the IELTS Energy podcast with friends, anyone you know who's learning English or studying for IELTS. And we had so many of our listeners share it with friends. So thank you guys for participating, for sharing the podcast, and we're excited to announce our two winners.
Yes! So first place, the person that got the most referrals, the most people who clicked on their personal link, Suhad Matab, fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Your numbers were huge.
So awesome.
And you get a free 15-minute chat with the All Ears English host of your choice. So I will be emailing you about that. And second place, our friend of the show, Jeffrey, he runs the IELTS Filipino Nursing Group. Thank you so much for being such a fan and a friend to the show, Jeffrey. You have the second most referrals. So that's amazing. You got a free month of All Ears English transcript. So I will be emailing you about that as well. So congratulations, Suhad and Jeffrey.
Yes, awesome. And in your honor, we want to share three really fun idioms for winning, for doing something especially well. These are so useful on IELTS speaking.
And we have really great examples of how to use these idioms today in real IELTS answers, okay, for speaking, but also one of them is good for writing, I would say as well. So definitely listen up today, guys. Write down these idioms, but also write down the context, write down the examples of how to use them, because it's really hard to use idioms correctly in your own way immediately if you don't have an example, right?
Yes, exactly. Or you're almost guaranteed to use them incorrectly. If you don't learn them in context with examples, that's exactly right. And then if you don't use them correctly on IELTS, it's very problematic because the examiner might not even understand what you're trying to say if you don't use them word for word how we use them.
Exactly. Exactly. So the first one you've heard us say a few times, you've gotten some examples already. I think this might be our favorite of the three. Hit the jackpot. I have a little story related to this, actually. So hit the jackpot is like it comes from gambling, right? When you win the biggest amount of money. So it's like if you go to a casino and you're playing the slot machines or whatever, and it's like, ding, 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 you won the biggest amount of money. When this is a very quick story, I promise. When I was in high school, I grew up in Nevada, Carson City, Nevada, and we had to go to Las Vegas for the state track meet. And our coaches let us run wild on the strip, on the Vegas strip. Like, we're all these teenagers and they had no idea what we were doing. They did not care. So my friend and I, we're only 16 years old. My friend and I were like illegally gambling. We were putting quarters. In those days, we still had quarters and you could win quarters.
Yeah, no one's carding you. They're letting you go to the machines.
Yeah, no. Dude, like, I don't know what was happening. And we won. And all of a sudden there were like all these like sirens, woo, woo, woo. And all these quarters come spilling out of the machine. My friend and I panic. We freak out. We're grabbing handfuls of quarters and stuffing them into our pockets and just like booking it, just running as fast as we can out of the casino. I don't think anybody cared. It was like $50 or something.
But, I love the story. That's like the good old days when they actually shot out coins.
Exactly.
Now it's all like a card and it just tells you how much you've earned. It's not nearly as fun.
It's not as much fun at all. So hopefully that little story will help you remember this idiom, guys. That is literally hit the jackpot. But we know it's an idiom today, right? So we use this to describe any situation that you win as big as possible. Like, you get the biggest winning that you possibly can. I like when people use this to describe their partner. Have you heard people use it like that?
Yes, I for sure have said that, right? Just to sort of compliment your partner to say, I know, I hit the jackpot with this one.
Yeah.
And you're just meaning like you found the perfect person for you.
Totally.
You won in the partner department.
So sweet. You won the best husband. You won the best wife. Guys, this idiom is so good for IELTS. Anytime you want to describe a very positive, successful situation, right? Anytime you feel like you just won as big as possible, could be because you have the most awesome best friend or the most awesome partner, the best dog, the best child.
The best apartment, right? You're asked to describe your apartment. I hit the jackpot with this neighborhood. I know so many great people who live nearby.
Oh my gosh, such a great example. Oh man, this is like the best speaking part one idiom. All right, so moving on, guys. We still have two more idioms for you. Hit the mark. Now, I don't hear this as much as hit the jackpot, but it's definitely something that natives use a lot, this idiom. What does hit the mark mean?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It means to do something exactly right.
Yeah.
So if you work in English, I feel like we use this a lot in the business world, right? If we are planning a project and we have really targeted the right audience and things go really well, you say, we really hit the mark with this. It means we did it exactly right. We made a lot of good decisions, right? I can see this being really helpful if you're asked about like a present you gave someone and you could say, I really hit the mark because I gave them exactly, they were so excited with what I gave them, right? You just did a really good job.
Yeah, there's there could be like a group of questions on speaking part one about gifts and presents. That happens quite often on the test. But there are also little gift questions just randomly in other topics as well, like a group of questions about books. You could be asked like, do you think a book makes a good present? There was a group of questions a while ago about mirrors. And it was like, does a mirror make a good gift? It's such a weird question. But this is a great idiom to describe that. You could be like, for some people, books really hit the mark. You know, for me, for example, giving me a book would really hit the mark. So that would be a great idiom to throw in there. What's another way we could use this is as a negative, and this is how I think we more commonly use it to describe things that aren't quite right. It could be something that is just a little off, just a little not correct, or it could be something that's totally wrong, right?
Yeah, so like a mirror as a gift, right? Be like, that didn't really hit the mark when someone gave me a mirror. I don't want a mirror.
That's so weird. That is so weird. Or going back to the books, because a lot of people say, no, that's not a good present. So you could be like, I don't think books hit the mark for most people because you don't know what they like to read or even if they like to read or what books they've read. Like that could be a really bad present to give someone.
And this might be really good for a restaurant if you're asked about, you know, a time we ate at a restaurant and say, I actually ordered this shellfish dish that did not hit the mark. It was not very scrumptious.
I like that tongue twister. Shellfish dish.
Shellfish
that's
dish.
Shellfish dish. That's a tough one.
Say that 10 times fast.
It's a good pronunciation exercise for you guys. So much gold in today's episode. All right. So the last one. Now, this is the idiom that is lovely for problem solution questions in speaking and writing. I'd say you can use this in writing task two as well. So it's a longer one, guys. So we've been talking about this week getting grammar correct, getting words correctly, you know, to get the higher score. And this is one of those where you have to be careful because you need to say this whole thing correctly. So it's longer. Where there's a will, there's a way. I love this. I say this. And think this as well. This is like a motivating idiom.
Yeah, you just say it to yourself as you're walking your dogs. Yeah, it just means if you want to do it, if you're really determined, you will find a way to do it. You can make it happen, right? Totally. So yeah, it is very self-motivating. Think this to yourself when you go into your IELTS speaking exam, right? Where there's a will, there's a way. And you know, if you try, if you do your best, you will get a good score. But yeah, exactly like you said, it'll be useful for IELTS speaking and writing.
Yeah, like if you're like in speaking part three, if you're asked about like difficult problems to solve, right? For example, getting adults to read real books or getting kids to read real books or I don't know, like stopping people from using Amazon? No, I don't know. That's bad. Stopping people from using gas-fueled cars. I don't know. Any of these difficult problems, you can introduce your answer by saying, well, I know this seems like an impossible problem to solve, but I believe where there's a will, there's a way. And then you could talk about, you know, like a really specific solution.
Yeah, exactly. And I could imagine I've seen a lot of task one letter questions where if you're complaining about something like maybe an increase on a bill and you could write in your sentence to the company to say, maybe it seems unreasonable to ask for this amount to not be increased, but where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah,
and I believe
I like
this,
it.
Right? And to include that idiom in your letter.
I love it. I love it. Guys, I hope you have written down these three idioms today. And if not, go back and listen again. Try to write down the sentences we have used them in as well. And remember, if you want to be your best self this year is just starting. This is the prime time right now, guys, to establish a positive mindset, to establish study routines. I know that a lot of people listening, one of the most difficult things in studying for IELTS is staying motivated and staying positive and having carving out that time every day, creating a solid routine for yourself so you make sure to study everything that you have to. So for all of those reasons, guys, we really hope that you accept our English challenge. You get 5 days of challenges, guys. Each challenge just takes 30 minutes or less. You get vocab, you get inspiration, you practice all 4 English skills. And remember, guys, this is only available right now, this first week of 2022. So sign up, guys, check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022.
Awesome. This is really fun. We love super a good fun idiom. Congratulations to our students. Thank you again for sharing the podcast. Love it.
I love it. Thank you to everyone that shared. And even though the contest is over, you can still share allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. It's still there. All right, Aubrey. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you next Monday.
You too. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.